Okay. You know, we talked to our team about no one said it was going to be easy and fun. They said it was going to be hard and fun. And we saw it today. It was hard. And, you know, we went through a lot of things. I think a lot of lessons can be learned from this game. I give credit to New England. I thought they played a great game. Obviously, we didn't do very as well as we needed to on defense. That team played with precision in all three phases. And when you play against a really good team, you really see the importance of precision, and we didn't play with that. I think it starts with me. I think I told the team there's some things that decisions I made that we can look at, and I'll learn from. It didn't help us. I put us in a couple tough positions. And but you know, that I think we all need to take responsibility as well as coaches. And so we'll learn from this. It's not a game that we'll just push aside and move on to next week. Too many lessons, too many valuable lessons from this game for us to learn. So this game doesn't validate us. This outcome does not validate us. The journey validates us. So this is just one part of it. We need to learn from it and continue.
What decisions did you want to have back?
Well, I thought, you know what, you know, looking at the outcome, I mean, in our standpoint, looking at it, 13-3, I think, in the half, we had the ball with a minute. 40 left, I think. And, you know, we tried to get a big play right there through an interception, and it turned. You know, it was like a 14-point swing right there, really. So whether we would have got in and scored, we don't know. But, you know, I think going in the locker room, at least 13-6 would have been a good thing. But, you know, we're still going to be bold. We went after it.
The fake punt.
The fake punt was on me. I called that. What I got to do a better job, it was communicated to have it off. The look didn't represent the look that we wanted, but it wasn't communicated throughout the front line. And we ran it when it was a check to go off.
Gus, why run the fake punt anyway when you're down 37-10? I mean, if you're down like 14 or 17, where the reward is maybe you get back in the game.
Well, I think that we needed to get going. The defense at that time had a lot of plays on the field. And, you know, we had some injuries back then, and we wanted to try to regroup a little bit and give them some time. And it was based on a certain look. And not that we were going to get that look at all times. We had it on a couple times during the game. We didn't get the look, so we punted it. It's just that time. It was a communication. We took the fake off. The look wasn't there, but we ran it anyway. So,
Did you think your program was beyond losing by this margin? I mean, is it going to be a little tough?
No, I think that any team, if you don't play well and you don't make good plays and you make too many mistakes, a score can get like that against a really good team. And, you know, so if the question is, if you don't play well and you don't play with precision at all areas, can a score get like this? Yes, in the NFL it can.
How big an impact did the injuries in the secondary have? Do you think?
Well, you know, I know Peyton Thompson played nickel for us last week, and that's his job, is to know both positions. And, you know, in fairness to him, I thought he did a really good job going out there, some of our calls that we had. But, you know, it's next man up mentality. He's got to go out there and do some things, and he did. A couple plays he hadn't seen before, and he adjusted. And there's a few that he didn't, and, you know, they made some plays.
What did they do to take away TJ before the score got away from you?
They did a good job knowing that we wanted to establish the run. You know, and the number of guys in the box, you saw a lot of eight men in the box, you know, to deter us from running. So
it looked like they doubled Allen Robinson early.
I didn't see that.
Okay. Did you see what they did to take him out of the game?
Well, I'm not sure without looking at it. So I wouldn't say. I mean, it depends on what you mean by double. If you mean trail technique and a safety over the top, or just quarters or cover two. I saw some cover two where they jammed him and a safety was over the top, but I don't know if I saw, you know, true Lovin' Robert type double coverage.
Any player said this week they looked at this as a measuring stick game for them. The way it turned out, do you worry?
No, still a measuring stick. Okay. Still a measuring stick. I think, like I said, I think there's a lot of lessons to be learned from this game. We talk about being precise in what we do, and we just didn't make enough plays. And at critical times in the red zone and defensively. What can I say defensively? I mean, I think they had 9 drives, and they scored on all 9. You know, whether it's a field goal or not. So I'm not here saying that, you know, if we just had a couple plays back, the outcome could have been different. That's not the case. They're a very good team, and they played extremely well. But we need to learn to play with more precision, I think, overall.
13-3, you were driving, penalty. I don't know if it was a legal man.
Legal formation.
We were told that it was a wrong call. It was reviewable. Did you consider that?
No, yeah, it was a legal formation. The way I talked to the official on the side, and it was a legal formation.
Yes, you had over 100 yards in penalty yards. So what do you attribute all the penalties to?
Yeah, I know. We had some defensive penalties there, you know, trying to have a little bit tighter coverage, you know, downfield penalties. So, you know, that's what you got to take a look at as part of that precision that we're talking about. You know, the split up of offense and defense, I'm not quite sure, but, you know, we have to take a look at all that.
Gus, did you think it was just too risky with Brady to go after him at times?
Well, I know, you know, a lot of his big plays occurred versus pressure. And, you know, in the past, what we studied him, his percentage went up, his completion percentage went up, and the big plays went up. And just where we were at with our depth-wise and the different looks that we wanted to give, you know, if they were going to drive 10, 12 plays and score, so be it. But and they had some long drives, but we just couldn't keep up with them.
Did they move Gronkowski around in different ways from the first two games?
No, that we saw him pretty much all over the place, on the outside, on the inside, in the core. So... I thought we did a fairly decent job against him.
You said earlier that you don't want to push this game aside and just move on, but at some point you've got to do that. Are you any concerns about a hangover from what happened?
No, and not the way they were in the locker room. And it's a great question. I think when I mean it, we'll address it again tomorrow, just like we evaluate the tape and we watch it. And then once we watch it, then we'll move on. But it's not going to be a tape that, hey, let's not even watch it. You know, we'll still go through that process.
So Brady appears to be on a roll that, I mean, he's always been great. He's, you know, the numbers are the number, but he's on a roll of throwing almost 80% over the last four or five games he's played going back to the playoffs. What's he doing now?
His poise is very good, and he knows the different looks. You know, you try to create some confusion, but he knows where to go with the ball, and he's got guys that make plays for him. So if it is maybe a little bit misthrown, if there was one, his guys make plays for him. And, you know, so they're just playing really well right now.
Are you at all discouraged, by the way, today's game unfolded?
Yeah, I am discouraged, you know, because of the fact that, especially in the first half, when we had gone, and then that play, I just felt like, you know, here was a chance for us to at least go in. It's 13-6, down a touchdown, come out in the second half, and that didn't take place. That's discouraging to me, you know. And, you know, so, yeah, I think that's a fair assessment.
Is that a bad throw on Blake, or is that Mercedes supposed to be?
I'm not sure. We talked about, you know, making good decisions, and, you know, and sometimes those things happen, and, you know, I'll learn from it.
Brown and Evans, are they...
Yeah, we'll find out. I'm not sure. I have not met with the trainers yet, so I'm not getting the report. Okay, go ahead.
You got an opportunity this week with the Colts. I mean, the division is there to be had. I mean, and this is this can put this game behind if you win next week. How do you expect your players in terms of rebounding for that game?
Well, I think we showed that the first game. You know, lost the first game and came back and, you know, showed that toughness. So that's what we'll call on again for this coming week. And, you know, get guys back and get some good practices in. And I'm not too concerned about that part of it. I'm more concerned about the lessons we can learn and then take those lessons and instantly put them into our game and show it up, have it show up on the field.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thanks.
Thank you.
Well, Blake.